God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain. Everlasting is thy reign. Infinite thy vast domain. Everlasting is thy reign. Hark the loud celestial hymn. Angel choirs above are raising. Cherubim and seraphim in unceasing chorus raising, fill the heavens with sweet accord. Holy, 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 Lord, fill the heavens with sweet accord. Holy, 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 Lord. Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit, three we name thee, while in essence only one. Undivided God, we claim thee, and adoring bend the knee. Holy on the mystery, and adoring bend the knee. While we own the mystery.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So today our Lord Jesus Christ is inviting all of us to trust him totally, never to compromise his word. To prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us begin by calling to mind our sins and ask the Lord for his mercy and pardon. I confess may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Take away the sins of the world.
receive where you are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High Jesus Christ. With the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
Let us pray. Our God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises, which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Now, may I ask all the children who would like to participate in the children's liturgy, please come forward.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. In those days, the princes said to the king, Jeremiah ought to be put to death. He is demoralizing the soldiers who are left in this city and all the people by speaking such things to them. He is not interested in the welfare of our people, but in their ruin. King Zedekiah answered, He is in your power, for the king could do nothing with them. And so they took Jeremiah and threw him into the cistern of Prince Malachiah, which was in the quarters of the guard, letting him down with ropes. There was no water in the cistern, only mud, and Jeremiah sank into the mud. Ebed-Melech, a court official, went there from the palace and said to him, My lord king, in all they have done to the prophet Jeremiah, casting him into the cistern, My lord king, these men have been at fault in all they have done to the prophet Jeremiah, casting him into the cistern. He will die of famine on the spot, for there is no more food left in the city. Then the king ordered Ebed-Melech, the Cushite, to take three men along with him and draw the prophet Jeremiah out of the cistern before he should die. The word of the Lord.
My aid. Lord, stooped toward me. The pit of destruction, out of the mud of the swamp. He set my feet upon a crag. He made firm my steps. Lord, Lord, come to my aid. And he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Many shall look on in awe and trust in the Lord. Lord, Lord, come to my aid. Though I am afflicted and yet the Lord thinks of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O God, hold not back. Lord, Lord, come to my
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right of the throne of God. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners, in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided. Three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. So one of the stories that I've read while I was preparing for my homily is about a grieving parishioner who came to her pastor to ask for a funeral mass for her dog. But the pastor told her that, you know, we don't do funeral masses for dogs. The parishioner insisted, said, but you know, Father, I love my dog very much. If you would be kind enough, I would be very happy. And the pastor said, no, not here. Canon law forbids that. There is a Protestant church a few blocks down. Maybe try them. As she was about to leave, she turned to the pastor and said, just one more question, Father. Do you think they would accept $5,000 for a stipend? To which the pastor said, oh, why didn't you tell me that your dog was Catholic? Let's sit down and arrange for the funeral. This is definitely just a story, but it talks about something very important, that sometimes we can compromise on our values based on money, friendship, even family relationships. We have a very powerful warning in the gospel reading from Jesus our Lord today. Jesus says, do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Now, this is quite disturbing coming from Jesus, because as you all know, we believe in Jesus and we call him the Prince of Peace. Actually, at his birth, remember, the angels announced to the shepherds, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. Even in the farewell discourse at the Last Supper, Jesus promised his disciples that he would give them a type of peace which is different from what the world gives. Now, how can we reconcile that understanding of Jesus as the Prince of Peace with what Jesus says that he came not to establish peace, but rather to sow chaos, bring disunity? How can we reconcile that? My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is not talking of establishing chaos or disunity amongst us as the primary purpose of his coming. No. But rather, this will be the inevitable consequence of his coming. Because with the coming of Christ and the gospel values that he preaches, two camps will be established. Those that accept the message of Christ and those who reject it. So because there will be two opposing worldviews, disunity will come from that. Chaos will come from that. So what should be our response as disciples? There is the perennial temptation to domesticate the demands for discipleship. Maybe to comply with the world. But Jesus is challenging us that we must not compromise on those values. If we make the decision to be his disciple, definitely there's a price to pay. We have read in the first reading the price that Jeremiah paid for telling the truth. This is coming from the threat that the Israelites were facing from Babylon, present-day Iraq. They were about to be attacked. Now the king was listening to his counselors who were seeking an alliance with Egypt. But Jeremiah told the king openly that that was not a wise move. They should surrender. So he was accused of demoralizing the people. But it indeed happened as Jeremiah prophesied. But you know, Jeremiah would have chosen to compromise on the message, to say only what the king wanted to hear. So making the decision to follow Christ definitely has consequences. But we must not compromise on that choice. I'm sure some of us have heard the story of St. Thomas More. It has actually been made into a movie, A Man of All Seasons. He was a very devout Catholic, but at the same time, a brilliant lawyer and a friend of the king, King Henry VIII. But when the king was forcing Thomas More to do something contrary to his faith, Thomas More stood his ground and rejected the suggestions of the king. He was beheaded. Now he is a martyr. So today Jesus is inviting all of us that we have to make a decision either to be his disciple or to reject his message. To compromise on that, if we may choose to be politically correct, to be right in the middle, there is a verse actually in the last book of the Bible, in the book of Revelations, chapter 3, verse 16. Actually, it says, you would have done better if you had made a decision either to be cold or hot. But because you are neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. So, lukewarmness is not even an option for us. As we listen to the words of Jesus this morning, let us pray for that same fire that Jesus wanted to be blazing in our hearts, so that we may indeed be passionate Christians about our beliefs. Let us now profess our faith. I believe in one God, trusting in God's loving kindness, let us now offer up our prayers and petitions.
For the church, sign of the cross and contradiction to all generations, and for the prophets and believers of our day who face persecution or exclusion, we pray to the Lord. For the cessation of war and pursuit of peace in Ukraine, the Middle East, and all lands torn by strife, and for the starving and homeless people throughout the world, especially in Gaza, we pray to the Lord. For an outpouring of the fire of faith and God's love on the world, especially for those facing political turmoil and for those seeking employment in our community, we pray to the Lord. For rain to water the crops, for farmers, workers, and those facing economic difficulties, and for those enduring wildfires, floods, excessive heat, and civil strife, we pray to the Lord. For students and educators, and those leaving home for college, university, or employment, for the sick, homebound, and hospitalized, we pray to the Lord. For all who have died in Christ recently, especially Alex Gilbert, the son of Julie and Brian Gilbert, and for the physical and spiritual well-being of all the parishioners, we pray to the Lord.
God, our Father, grant us our needs according to your holy will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
During the presentation of the gifts, we'll sing number 574, Seek Ye First, number 574. The kingdom of God and His
His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
Pray now, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive our oblation, O Lord, by which is brought about a glorious exchange, that by offering what you have given, we may merit to receive your very self. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer, to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Thank you. the mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memory of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have heard us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Paul, our Archbishop, together with Leo, our Pope, and Paul, our Archbishop, Eusebio and Frank, our auxiliary bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs with eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And let us offer each other a sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
During communion, we'll sing number 364, Take and Eat, number 364.
My blood given up for you. I am the Lamb that takes away your sin. I am the gate that guards you night and day. I am my flock, you know the shepherd's voice. You are my own, your ransom is my blood. Take and eat, take and eat. This is my body given up for you. Take and drink, take and drink. This is my blood given up for you. I am the cornerstone that God has laid, a chosen stone and precious in his eyes. You are God's dwelling place, on me you rest, like living stones, a temple for God's praise. Take and eat, take and eat. This is my body given up for you. Take and drink, take and drink. This is my blood given up for you. I am the light that came into the world. I am the light that darkness cannot hide. I am the morning star that never sets. You lift your face, in you my light will shine. Take and eat, take and eat. This is my body given up for you. Take and drink, take and drink. This is my blood given up for you. I am the first and last, the living one. I am the Lord who died that you may live. I am the bridegroom, this my wedding song. You are my bride, come to the marriage feast. Take and eat, take and eat. This is my body given up for you. Take and drink, take and drink. This is my blood given up for you.
Let us pray. Made partakers of Christ through these sacraments, we humbly implore your mercy, Lord, that conformed to his image on earth, we may merit also to be his co-heirs in heaven, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Okay, sorry. Join us for an inspiring and informative conversation on the causes of and possible solutions to homelessness, presented by Allison Einzinger, Executive Director of the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness. It's today, August 17th, at 12:20, at the Parish Admin Building, St. John the Evangelist Parish. A light lunch will be served. All are welcome. Don't miss out on our youth mass next week, August 24th at 11 a.m. Let us continue to support and uplift our youth as they grow in faith and leadership. After mass, stick around for nachos and margaritas at the school cafeteria. We hope to see you there. Registration is now open for the first Holy Communion and reconciliation across our three parishes. Please see our bulletin for full details. If you have any questions or concerns or thoughts about partners in the gospel, please do not hesitate to ask. Use the QR code or link found in our bulletin. Your participation helps guide the conversation, and we'd love to hear from you. We are looking for volunteers to lead the Children's Liturgy of the Word. If you feel called to share God's Word with our young parishioners, please contact Gian or Quia or the parish office. Bratwurst Festival, $5 tickets are on sale. After Mass in the vestibule starting next Sunday, August 24th through September 7th. The top prize is $1,000. Sales are cash or check only, so come prepared. Your support means so much. Thank you in advance.
The Lord be with you. Bow down your heads and pray for God's blessing. May God of all consolation order your days in his peace and grant you the gifts of his blessing. Amen. May he free you always from every distress and confirm your hearts in his love. Amen. So that on this life's journey, you may be effective in good works, rich in the gifts of hope, faith, and charity, and may come happily to eternal life. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Closing song is found in number 402, Lead Me, Guide Me, number 402.
Guide me along the way, for if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with you. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. I am weak, and I need thy strength and power to help me over my sweetest hour. Help me through the darkest face to see. Lead, O Lord, lead me. Lead me, guide me along the way. walk each day with you. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Help me tread in the paths of righteousness. Be my aid when sin oppress. I am putting all my fears in thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day.